وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك for all the beautiful du'as you made for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the khidmat of his beautiful deen from you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, فَأْتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون. Give then to the kinsman his due, and to the needy, and to the traveller. This is best for those who desire the pleasure of Allah, and it is they who prosper. ليس البر أن تولدوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. Virtue is not merely that you turn your face towards the east or the west, but great virtue is of him who believes in Allah, in the last day, in the angels, in all the books, and the prophets, and gives wealth out of his love to relatives, and the orphans, and the needy, and the travelers, and the beggars, and in the freeing of slaves and captives, and is constant in salah, and continually gives the zakah. And virtuous are the keepers of their promise when they make a promise, and the patient in adversity and hardship, and at a time of war. These are the people who are true, and it is these who are pious. قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Say, whatever wealth you spend is for parents and for relatives and for orphans and for the needy and for the travelers, and whatever good you will do, surely Allah has full knowledge thereof. Zainab al-Thaqafiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O assembly of women, give in charity even if it is from your jewelry. She says, so I returned to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and said, you are a poor man, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just now ordered us to give in charity. Go to him and ask him if giving charity to you will absolve me. If not, I will give it to someone else. So Abdullah said, no, rather you go to him, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I went and saw a woman from the Ansar at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She came with the same purpose as mine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was bestowed with awe by Allah jalla jalaluhu. Therefore, no one had the courage to just barge in. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala came to us. So we said to him, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and inform him that there are two women at his door asking whether giving charity to their husbands will absolve them, and also if they give to orphans under their care, but do not inform him as to who we are. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who are they? He replied, a woman from the Ansar and Zainab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, which Zainab? He replied, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if they give to their husbands, they shall receive a double reward, and for the ties of kinship, and one for the ties of kinship, and one for charity. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the reward for charity to relatives is doubled. Salman ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, charity to a poor person is one charity. Charity to a relative is two charity, and maintaining ties of kinship. Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. Charity to a poor person is one charity. Charity to a relative is two charities, and charity and maintaining ties of kinship. Umm Kulthum ibn Uqba radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most superior charity is charity to a relative who is antagonistic towards you. Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as to which charities were the most superior. He replied, charity given to a relative who is antagonistic towards you. The reward for spending on the wife and the family. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Whatever it be that you spend, he replaces it, and he is the best of providers. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. Let the affluent person spend according to his means. Let the one whose sustenance is scanty spend in accordance with what Allah has given him. Allah does not burden anyone more than what he has given him, and will bring some ease after hardship. Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a man spends anything on his family and he expects to be rewarded for it, it is a charity in his favor. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who spends anything on himself in order to abstain thereby, it is a charity. He who spends on his wife, children, and members of his household, it is a charity. Al-Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karba radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what you feed yourself is a charity in your favor. What you spend on your wife is a charity in your favor. What you spend on your servant is a charity in your favor. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every act of kindness is a charity. Whatever a man spends on his family, it is recorded as a charity in his favor. That with which a person safeguards his honor is recorded as a charity in his favor. Whatever a man spends, Allah takes it upon himself to replace it, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu guarantees it, except that which is for a building or for an act of disobedience. Abdul Hamid ibn al-Hassan al-Hilali says, I asked ibn al-Munkadir, What is the meaning of that with which a person safeguards his honor? He replied, that which is given to a pious poet or pious speaker. At-Tabarani Rahmatullah Ali narrates the above more concisely, that which a person spends on himself, his children, his family, his kinsmen, and his relatives is a charity in his favor. Ka'ab ibn Ujrah, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that a man passed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On seeing this person's strength and energetic nature, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if this person was in the cause of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if he left to work to support his small children, he is in the path of Allah jalla jalaluhu. If he left to work for himself in order to keep himself abstinent, he is in the path of Allah jalla jalaluhu. If he left to work to support his old parents, he is in the path of Allah jalla jalaluhu. If he left out of show and pride, he is in the path of shaitan. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, you will never spend anything seeking therewith the pleasure of Allah jalla jalaluhu without being rewarded for it. So much so, the food that you place in your wife's mouth. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a dinar which you spend in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, a dinar which you spend to free a slave, a dinar which you give in charity to a poor person, a dinar which you spend on your family, the greatest in reward is the one which you spend on your family. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most superior dinar which a man spends is the dinar which he spends on his family, the dinar which he spends on his animal in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, and the dinar which he spends on his companions in the path of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Abu Qilaba said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced with the family. Abu Qilaba then said, which person can receive a greater reward than the man who spends on his little children so that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu may make them abstinent, or Allah Jalla Jalaluhu may benefit them thereby, or he may make them independent. Shabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing to be placed on the scale of a person shall be his spending on his family. Amr ibn Umayyah narrates, Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a woolen garment which he considered to be expensive. Amr ibn Umayyah passed by it and purchased it. He gave it to his wife, Sukhayla binti Ubaidah ibn al-Harith, to wear. Usman Abdul Rahman then passed by him and said, what happened to the garment which you purchased? He replied, I gave it in charity to Sukhayla binti Ubaidah. He asked, is everything that you do to your family a charity? Amr replied, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that what Amr said was then mentioned before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said that Amr is correct. Everything that you do to your family is a charity on them. Al-Irbad bin Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a man gives his wife water to drink, he is rewarded. He says, so I went to her, gave her water to drink, and related to her what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the great reward for spending on one's family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq of appreciating this beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and know that our going out to work in the morning is not in vain. It is in the path of Allah, for we are using that to feed and clothe our family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the hidayah to make amal. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.